Okay, the Ezer Hashem we were up to in the Simon Sadi Dalit is we were still discussing the Sim Gimel. So let's first pick up the Ezer Hashem with the Machaber says the Bible. Let's read the Machaber again. Sadi Dalit Gimel. In Yeshishan Levatel Hakah, Akbir Abad Tachshon Mutar. If there are 60 in the pot, so the Levatel Hakah that's coming out of so then in such a case, the halacha is that the kashrut is going to be mutter. Aval kaf asura, but the kaf is going to be prohibited. Here we're talking about the milk and the spoon, the place of the kaf. So the spoon is going to be prohibited. Bein in basar, bein in halach, and you're not going to let, you're not allowed to use it neither with meat nor with milk. L'fishi kubu in basar v'chalach. Because it is absorbed now basar v'chalach. Vafilu b'di'evet oseres, and even b'di'evet is asur. In other words, now it's a full-fledged spoon that has both basar and chalav. Chazur b'tafuhu, bein b'basar bein b'chalav. Chosman shivas yomo. So we have a spoon that is full-fledged basar b'chalav, and it's bas yomo. Then in such a case, it will asur other foods. So we have two pots. We have the pot that the spoon was stuck into. So then in such a case, the pot was holding fleshes, red is fleshes. So this is now going to be basar v'chalav. If you stick it into another pot, let's say this is parah, but you stick that same spoon into the pot. So then in such a case, that spoon, which has now absorbed iser, is going to the asir of the other pots as well. The main shishan I call asura, not feel of dera. Well, we have an interesting halacha, and that is in regards to basar v'chalav. If a pot becomes basar v'chalav, so then in such a case, the pot is going to be prohibited to be used for both basar v'chalav. However, the pot can be used for other things. It could be used for parva items, because at the end of the day, the basar v'chalav is only a bliya inside of the pot. So if you wanted to use it for a fruit bowl, so then in such a case, that would be acceptable. Now here, we have an interesting taz that we're not going to discuss very much, just for a reference. The taz in Sifat and Gimel asks an interesting question. The lo amrina de mashnitcha kfar havikar golo. The taz asks a fascinating question. Taz asks, you stuck a miltiga spoon, in our first case, into a fleshiga dish. So then in such a case, the Taz asks, maybe the fleshiga dish, the fleshiga tashel, should serve as hagola on the spoon. So just as a hamev and yavim, we're not going to discuss this Taz at all, but this is the Taz, l'shitaso, that quoted a bala itur. The shach doesn't go with this bala itur at all. We had a wild bala itur that said that if you have an instance where you're putting something, let's in our case, you have a milk in a spoon that's being put inside a fleshiks. So then in such a case, then that serves, that could actually serve as hagala. And you could argue that if there's shishim kineged, then the spoon is entirely mutter. Wow, the strangest of all things. So the Taz quotes a bala itur. So Taz feels the need that to answer that question, tiris bagar shurudura, the hagala tzricha roasten. The only time bala itur said that was when there was mamish roasten. In this case, we're not talking about where there was roasting. But the shach and the world does not notice this at all. This would be a massive heter that you could say, and every time you have roasting, then not only is it not trade, but there, then you've got a full heter. We don't, fortunately or unfortunately, don't paskin this way like this. Taz, but the Taz l'shitaso is bothered by that question. The critical question over here, which has many, many hashlachos halacha l'maisa, is the shach in Sifatan Yud, a beautiful, beautiful shach, which gets involved with actually our opening shir in Basar B'chalav. I'd rather start with the shach of the Yom and then Kitzum Ageda come back. The shach says in Sifatan Yud, Perush Mishas Hatchiva. Here the shach of the Dibra Maskel is Kozman Shivas Yomo. So here we have the following issue. The, as we emphasized already last week, did we still discuss last week the shach? I don't think we discussed the detail of the shach, right? Okay. So the shaft over here describes the following. This spoon, which is Mildred's. So this became Mildred's, let's say, on Sunday. It was stuck into the pot on Monday. Okay. This event, when the spoon is put into the next pot, let's say that happens on Tuesday. Okay. Is this nosin tam of gam or not? Let's say it was done bright and early Tuesday morning. This happened Monday at 5 p.m. This happened Tuesday at 5 a.m. So there are two ways to look at it. We have fascinating chakira. Fascinating chakira. The chakira is, on the one hand, it is within 24 hours of the tchiva into the basar. On the other hand, if this happened on Sunday, 5 a.m., it's a two full days after the tchiva of the challah. So, do you say this is a ein ben yom or a ben yom? How do we look at this? Zok eil gishah pirush mishas tchiva filo in bas yoma mishas shebishul achalav kima shos a bas yoma mishas a tchiva rishona nasis nevela voseres atakat afilu di eved in hi bas yoma mishas a tchiva. The shach paskins that you follow the second tchiva, and therefore, as long as Tuesday 5 a.m. is definitely a ben yom or Monday 5 p.m., or at least according to the majority of poskim, so then in such a case, then it will answer this, it will answer the tapshu. And the shach says that this is a damar pashut. He says, it's pashut, the loka bashi kasa the sin gimel of pshitus lehefa, who pashutu the tosu. The shach is very sharp. He says, it's pashut that the bach made a terrible mistake. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Bach. Rabbi Kiva Eger has his way of defending it, which we're not going to discuss. But the way they say over, the way Rabbi Miller said over, by the way, there's a very nice sikkum. Rabbi Eliyahu just put out a beautiful sefer, so he has a sikkum of this chakira as well. He actually bases it entirely on Rabbi Miller's sikha shir. So, Miller suggested, we mentioned this in the Hakama, but we have a fundamental chakira of how to look at basar v'chalav. And we said it depends on whether it's basar v'chalav or basar v'chalav. What is the isur shel basar v'chalav? Ha'im ha'pshatu sheyesh basar, sheyesh chalav. Ba'Torah seret et shneim. Torah says that you have basar and chalav, and both of them are basar. O ha'pshatu sheyesh din chadash shel basar b'chalav. It's a chakira. It's a fascinating chakira. Is it the new identity of basar b'chalav, or is basar and chalav separate? And we've discussed Rishonim already. Maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to allude to his conceptual take on basar b'chalav. So here is the best nafkamina in the chakira. The omek of the machlokes between the bach and the shach. Is the Bach says like this. The Bach says you've got to take into account Sunday 5 a.m. Because the Bach says happens when you have a Taruvas on Monday 5 p.m., what you've got over here is the following. What you've got is, you've got a mixture of, by the way, we could change the, maybe we should change the time to make things even easier. Make it, you know what I'm saying, but we'll make it 4 a.m. So in such a case, when he did the second tchiva over here, so what we've got is we've got basar and chalav that are coming together. The Bach holds that the iser is basar v'chalav. That's the Bach, and therefore you have to calculate the tam chalav all the way from the beginning. The Shach understands not that way. The Shach says that what happens is that Monday, in our case at 4 a.m., Monday 4 a.m., there's a new identity. There's an identity of Basar B'Chalav. And since you have an identity of Basar B'Chalav, so then you cheshbon 24 hours from the Tchiva of Monday at 4 a.m. So that is the Machlokis. I'll just throw in another classic Nafkamina of that Machlokis. Is whether you you say that the foster is entirely transforming. We had a shot in Sinan, we discussed this in detail in the past, so just to repeat, because this is the best way to put things together, we had a shot in Simin Kupe, where the shot was of the opinion that Basar B'chol is an Isser Machmas Asma. And he says, you don't need, unlike the Taz, you don't need the Rotev to bring both the Basar and the Chalav to another item. If you simply have the Basar of Basar and Chalav that touches another item, so then in such a case, it's going to transfer the Yisr. How could that be? But you didn't have any Chalav altogether. The answer is that what is transformed by Basar and Chalav is that the Basar, when it comes in contact with Chalav, assumes a new identity. And therefore, to transfer the Yisr as an Yisr Machmas Atzmo, it doesn't need the Rotev to bring both the Basar and the Chalav itself. That shot that we had, just for as a Maramah, if you want to put everything together, that shot appears in Simin Kufei, Sivkot, and Yudzai. And that's going to be the Shach L'shita, so that the Shach understands that the Yisr of Basar B'chalav is Basar B'chalav, while the Bach is of the opinion that it's Basar B'chalav. Rabbi Yonah?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, though. I thought we said that it sounded like the Torah would paskin like the Iter by Shar Kela, and that's not Kufaris.
Oh, so when we, in Mirz Hashem, when we, the answer is we don't pass them like it. We don't follow the tour. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the tour. That's the bottom line. As far as I heard the word Klicheris, and then as far as Klicheris is concerned, how we're mitzvahed, that will be for another time. But the bottom line is we don't pass them like the tour. That's what comes in. Okay. There is a fascinating question over here in the Shach Sivkotan Yud Aleph. Both the Shach and the Taz raised. And that is the following. We said that the halacha is that in regards to the plios, we say that the plios over here in this spoon or in this pot are plios of Basar B'chalav. However, at the same time, you could use it with soning, because you're not nenem mikuf of Yisr. You're not going to be nenem mikuf of Yisr. So there is a fascinating question. We have this sometimes, this comes up in halacha and other instances. But at the end of the day, there is Bliyos of Basar B'chalav inside. There are Bliyos of Basar and B'chalav inside. So the Taz quotes, and the Shach as well, quotes those who say that you have to be mashlich the Dmei HaBliya Renar. Take a look, let's start with the Taz. Sivkot and Dal Per, so Tzonei, Kosev Teres Katas, Rishar Dirik, Kosev Da'af Kanon Tov. So you're allowed to use it, as we've seen earlier, for also to the whole shampoo. So there are those who say that. If you're going to use a pot, even if the plios are already no same time with gam, but at the end of the day, lichatchila, you would have to be mashlich dmei hakadeiru l'nahar, because there is some type of iser that's sitting inside of the pot. And the shach also yudalit. Because of our zerubah goes hashvit, yivishu b'achakak yishen v'siyom yashlich dmei hakadeiru l'nahar v'ochal mutter v'kakosim ha'rai. So this is the ma'rai, the Avo Sharidura, that is quoted by both the Shach and the Taz. It's also the Shita of the Arzaruah. However, it seems like the Minig HaOlam is to follow the Shach. That's not considered being Nana Mikufa Iser, because the Shach over here is, do we say he's being Nana Mikufa Iser? So some say you would have to take the value of the Kdera and be Mashal Tidlanahar. I think the general opinion is to go Lakula. There is another shaila in regards to the Bleos, as far as the Bleos is concerned, and that is what's raised by the Piskei Tshuva and Sivkotan Vav. Sivkotan Vav and Piskei Tshuva quotes a Ksam Sofer. The Ayin B'Jewis Ksam Sofer Shehela the Limkor L'Goy K'deira HaBlua Mibasa V'Cholot Ein Bo Be'Smeichush Kal HaFilu L'Yomek. Ksam Sofer says that it's not a problem about selling to a guy a pot that has plios of basar b'chalav. So here's the shaila. Of course, we know that when it comes to basar b'chalav, the halacha is that It's Osir Ba'ana. So now, are you allowed to sell a hog that has bleels of Osir Ba'ana? On the one hand, there's two ways to look at it. On the one hand, you're not selling the bleels, you're selling the pot. On the other hand, the halacha gives significance to the pound of Basar Lechala. So there is some room to say that one should be Machmir, and one should say that one is not allowed to sell it, because at the end of the day, the tam inside the wall is tam of Basar Lechala. On the other hand, you're not selling the tam inside the wall. What you're selling is the Kedera. Two ways to look at it. So some sofer says no problem at all. Some sofer says no problem. The sell what you're selling is the pot, but you're not selling is the bleos. However, the Gilyam Arshon, Osu Beis, says Asura L'Mafel Gori, and he claims that he has a Mogen Avram. So this is a machlokes between the Gilyam Arshon and the Sam Sofer. Villishly, the thought is the Dabra Pashut, that the Sam Sofer is the Pashtus and is correct, even though the Gilyam Arshon claims that he has a Mogen Avram on his side. And that's a fascinating question. When you're selling a pot, anytime there's a pot of Isra Anah that has Tam, what are you selling? Are you selling the pot, or are you selling the Bleos that are inside? The Ksav Sofer and the Darkei Tshuva are Matir Lev Shara. The Ksav Sofer seems to go against his own grandfather, and Tshuva Nun Aleph is a little lower down. Somehow jumped on the computer on the outline in the booklet. But the Ksav Sofer and Tshuva Nun Aleph is more valuable than the Sam Sofer, and he recommends something as a straightforward recommendation that would solve most of the problems, and that is the Sam Sofer was talking about even Kli Benyom. He was not doing Kli Benyom. Kli Marashah is only Machmar and Kli Benyom. So the Eitzah would be that if you're going to sell it, just wait 24 hours, and then in such a case, if the Tam is Pogum, then certainly one could be Mekel, although Darkei Tshuva even requires only by Basa Machol Midrabana and not Basa Machol the Oraisa. Okay, so these are the unim as far as the Bleos, the most important issue being the machlokes between the Shach and the Bach, the conceptual question. There are some who are machmir that have said they have to be mashlif, the Tmei HaBleos, into the Yamanel. In other words, you're not allowed to have any Anah, and that would also qualify as being Nene Migufa Isur. That would qualify as being Nene Migufa Isur. In a case of where there is bleos of both Basar and Chala, and as far as the issue of the Tam selling it to the guy, so then in such a case we have the Shara waiting for an Ein Ben Yomo, and then in such a case you would get out of every Shara.
What's that?
I think the minigis, I think the shaft and the tiles come out. I think we're making a part of the mashlik demand. Yes.
Is mashlik the meik derat layam and selling to a goy equal? In other words, who says those who say have to be mashlik?
That's an interesting question. What Rav David is raising is are the two issues connected? You could argue conceptually the two issues are connected. I didn't see anybody see that. In other words, do you give chashivas to the bleos? That one could argue is the same issue. The one who says that if you're mashlik man are is giving chashivas to the bleos. So then maybe you could argue that it would be usher to sell it. The one who doesn't, I didn't see anybody being told that question. The two and one could be mefalta as far as that's concerned. I realize that there's one thing in Sif Beis that we didn't finish, so maybe let's go back to Sif Beis, and then here's Hashem go on we're going to skip for a couple things from now, for now. Let's go back to Sif Beis. Yeah?
Just one question, sounds like the one at the end, the terrorist concern, you should not name the people for Issus, you can do that. Without one of the comments, you would be able to, and you're just wondering about other Issus, and then because you're saying that something's below inside, it's not called Nenem and Gulf for Issus.
Well, again, let's keep in mind that this is a pretty circumscribed case. Let's read the Lashon of the Mechaber again. So here what we're talking about is the Kedera is going to be Aser as well. Because what's happened is that the Bleos have gone in from the spoon into the tashel. Achmuta loses the sofa peris of sonin, kina shein, and enemy gufa isr. So then, in such a case, really, for anything that's not going to be adversely affected, so then in such a case it would be mutter. So the answer to your question about sonin is that the mechaber raises this in Hilchos Pesach. Mi'ikar Dedina, he points out that it's sonin, mi'ikar Dedina should be mutter. However, the minig is to be machmir in Pesach. That's what comes out in Hilchos. Parallel case of sonin, the mechaber raises the possibility that he comes out the cooler. We touched on that mechaber a little bit when we discussed cold in general, when we spoke about eating entirely cold. That's I recall that's how the mechaber comes out with that or maker to be lechatchila to be machmir. But you're right that by comments there will be a room to be maker. Yes.
Is this different than when Ramah earlier argued that if something is cold, it still can't be wetted, and it can't ever be used for hot. Does Ramah make that same argument here?
I don't know. I need to think about that. I'm not sure. Yes, Kenyon.
Sorry, isn't that exactly what Ramah's talking about? Where he says
there's room to be methodical.
Okay, and just about the comments, that also extends to selling it. I mean, for those who would hold that you can't, that you can sell.
Yes, we pass that there's no chiyuv mikra d'dina to get rid of glios. It's a mistake. Many posts point out it's a mistake to sell glios of chametz. There's no iser bal yirah on glios of chametz.
It would be mutter.
What's that?
Would be mutter.
What do you mean?
Let's say I wanted to sell chametz kelim on Pesach. What is that called? Being net.
Would it be connected to the same shah?
Maybe even for machmir to put sonin in chametz kelim. We'd also be machmir not to sell chametz kelim.
You're right. The we follow the same problem. Sadi dalad beis. In talcha b'akap b'teir shnei kohanim, v'lo noda b'masayim tzar shnei kohanim shishim. Yesh omer d'sadi d'tamach shishim v'chein noda. So if you have a tchiva of a spoon twice into a pot, v'lo noda b'masayim, and he's not aware that he did it. He stuck in that milking a spoon into the fleshing of pot. So then you need shnei pamim shishim. So we've already discussed the reason why the mechaber says you need shnei pamim shishim. That I'm not going to repeat. What we've not discussed, and this is important for us to do, especially because we're not going to do all hilchos tarbulos, is to understand what the mechaber means when he says v'lo naroda bein asayim. What is he referring to when he says below note of being a sign? So let's take a look at the shah. This is a very important discussion that everybody has to know when they finish Basar B'chol and Taruf. In Simin Sadi Test, we have the following shayla. In Simin Sadi Test, we deal with the following case of Taruf. The case that we're dealing with is the following. We have Isur. Here the Isur is going to be green. We have Isur that falls into 70 times the green. So this is Hefter, and this is Isur. Okay, so it's fucked up. Now, what would that halacha be if I drop twice, two drops? Each drop had 70 times. Once I drop two in, so there's only 35 times. So the Chura, one would say, that it should be Yasser. Here, we have a fascinating halacha. Here we have the lo bein noda bein asayim. If you weren't aware between the two tchivos, then sarach shnei pa'amim shishim. Then in such a case, you need twice the shishim. Why did the Mechaber say lo noda bein asayim? Because it's direct corollary to this halacha in Simin Sadi Test, and the Shach will explain beautifully. Zokdei the Gishach, Dimnoda Bein Asayim, Far Nispatala Rishon. Because let's say you stuck it in once, and then you realize, and then you ask the Rav the Shaila, and the Rav says, ah! Then in such a case, you need to be Mishar Shishin. Then, so then in such a case, each one of those times is going to be bottled of shishim. there's a great line I told the Talmidim from Rav Rosenzweig. The Rosenzweig has a very beautiful Hagdara. This came up when we were learning in the Kol Elyon Sugya of Sfeikos. So Rav Rosenzweig said very beautifully. He said almost every Shaila of Safek, the halacha is going to depend on how you formulate the question. And this is an example. Let's take the case that we gave a Sin and Sadi test. If you tell me that there were two drops that fell into something that was 35 their times, so then in such a case, those two drops will be osir. However, if someone comes to the Rav and he says, a drop fell into 70 times, that's how he asks the question. And then he comes and he asks the Shaila another time. This is Mishnah is new for Rashi's. This is a Mishnah in Trumas and Perikhtas. So then in such a case, each one of the Isurim are going to be bottled. So how you formulate the question is going to absolutely be critical. Not because of the way some people think in a cynical way, how you ask the question, that depends on how the rabbi can answer, but rather the halakha differentiates between the two situations. In one case, it was already a psak, in one case, it wasn't a psak. However, even though that's true, and that's why the Mechaber over here said, below no the Bein Asayim, because in a case of where there was no the Bein Asayim, then in each case, it would have been Batel Geshishin. Nevertheless, in Sin and Sadi test, we don't pass in that way. We being the Ashkenazim. So that's what the Shach goes on to say. And we, since we might not cover this in Sadi test, it's important for us to get it done now. So says the Shach, but I don't have the Mashadas, they say, so come on Sadi test. So the Ramah paskins that we say Choser v'neir. What does Choser v'neir mean? Choser v'neir means that Yesh Lachkor, whether that's the Rabbanan and the Raisa, that doesn't make a difference how you ask the question. Because if you know that there was one drop that was bottled within 70 times, and then another drop it falls in. So we have a cloud closing in. Of course, those words mean that it returns and wakes up. It wakes up the second drop, wakes up the first drop, and then the halacha is that this kedera is going to be osur. And that's how the Ramah passes. The Beis Yosef brings down two days, the Ramah passes that way. So correct the Hevi Geshas, and now the Shach asks the following question: if that's so, who cares about Noda Bein Asayim, especially according to the way the Ramah and the Shach themselves pass it? If we're Choshish, Mechozer, and Eyar, so then in such a case, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Noda Bein Asayim or not. However, he says, no, we call Makom, Hacha Eintam Cloud. Here, this is a beautiful pun by the Shach. Here, there's no Tam. So literally, what does it mean? There's no rationale. But what the Shach is saying is that it's a beautiful pun. He's saying over here, there's no tam. So I just realized right now the Shach's play on words. I must have read this many times. Just now. So there's a special schluss of the Talmud Torah Meran. So the Shach says that it doesn't have the tam, literally and figuratively. Why? Because over here, the reason why we're answering the Tchiva Shtei Pamim, as we discussed last week, was because the first Tchiva is the Chala going into the Basar, and the second is because of Nasus Nevela. So when do we have the rule of Choser V'Neir? Choser V'Neir is that the second drop of Isur wakes up the first drop of Isur, and they're both Mitzarek. Over here, there's no Choser V'Neir, because the first Tchiva is the Chala. The second is the Nasus Nevela. If the second one is the Nasus Nevela, then there's no Choser V'Neir. Nasus Nevela is a totally different rule. But maybe Yom HaTzedekah to the Shach last week said that it's called even Shari Surim. It's not even called Basar V'Chala. That's a massive dish. But leaving aside that got made in Yavin, at the end of the day, it's beautiful that over here, everybody would agree that if there is a Yediyah Bein Asayim, so then in such a case, the first Tchiva is Mutter Al Tchosa B'Chala. What do I mean Al Tchosa B'Chala? The first Tchiva is Mutter, that there is 60 times the Basra and the Bala, it's Bavel. And the second one, what's the reason you wanted to ask the second one? You wanted to say it's Nasus Nevela on the spoon, as we elaborated last week. So then in such a case, fine. So let's see what's Neir. So first, Tchiva has some Chalav. The second one, doesn't have 60 chalav. What does it have? It has nasis nevela. If it has nasis nevela, then in such a case it won't be mitzvah.
Is that what you're saying? That two different issues don't combine?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why does it matter? Does it even if you let him go, then it should matter?
No, but Rabbi said, what's halacha? Let me dramatize, and then we have to move on, because we still have the syllabus. Let's just dramatize. What happens if you have call of stam falling in, call of akum falls in, and then you have fake falls in? There was shishim connected to the call of akum, and there was shishim connected to the chazir. So of course not necessary. The shach is explaining that nasis nevela is chazir, and the call of is call of.
Right, then should matter much whether you're going to go to time or not.
He's asking the other way. Even if you do know.
You only have one shishim with two separate syrup.
Did you reach out?
I don't think so. So that goes back to yes, last week. I don't think so.
That's why the Rebbe even said that the milk in the kadira is itself possible color, and then it exists even on the bottle.
Okay.
Thank you for this specific question.
Okay. But yeah, you need to say, in order to get it back into the spoon?
Every issue times.
Okay.
So it happens.
We're saying that there's no time, meaning that there. That there wouldn't be.
Everything works together, no?
But you're saying there wouldn't be one of the two separate things.
Right.
Or there are not two separate things. That's how the Masar can each name Shisha.
Okay. Maybe you don't like my mushel. Okay. Maybe my mushel dramatizes it too much according to the Rav Skiddush. I didn't look up the Rav Skiddush. We'll look at it together. But I think at the end of the day, if you could still have the din of Nasis Nevela, yet at the same time, say that you look at them as two independent things. How are you going to be magnitude? That will be I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's clear that the Shaf is saying that if you look at them as being different, how different they are, so maybe they're not as different as I wanted to dramatize. But that's less important. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it
possibly
be a difference that first time it's column and this time it's Basar?
Right. But what they're saying is that if Sol Meshuk was bothered at the end of the day, what creates Nasis Nevela? That's a nuance that is less important right now for the halacha. The most important thing is that we understand the halacha. Okay. Rabosai, Sifim Dalid, Hey. Excuse me. Dalid. No, not Dalid. Dalid is straightforward. Hey, let's do Dalid. In Eyakap Ben Yomo, if the spoon is not ben yomo, then the teren tashu is mutter. The kaf also lechatchila, but the kaf is aser. Bein v'aser bein v'alav. Mekol makom b'diavad ein aser is kiyush lo'aser b'asyon. Not just self-explanatory. One hamei v'yavin that's going to get back to Allah l'maisa is the shach once out of the new gimel that the mechaber said that's aser bein v'aser bein v'alav. Mashma with parik. It's mutter. So everything that we've discussed that with Harav Mutter does not fit with the Ramah that we have later on in Sadi Dalet Hey that I made reference to previously, that the Shaf that we learned last week in Sadi Gimel said that we have a minute to be Machmir, not to use it for Harav. So that we discussed last week. We'll come back all the way at the end of this year to that topic. The Pashtus is a book, the Mechavisiv Gimel, the Mechavisiv Dalet, is that for Harav is going to be Mutter. However, we made reference to the Ramah at the end of Sipay, that the Ramah says that even though it doesn't make sense according to Halacha, that our minig is not to use it even for Harav. Okay. What's that?
We're mastering the...
Correct.
The Diyavet.
And that's what the Shach points out in Sipay and Yudim. So, Si'ifim, Hey, and Bav are all linked to the sugi of Nafarnat. So, Mir Tzashem, Simin Tzadi, Hey, is the sugi of Nafarnat. So, we will discuss it then. Let's go on to Si'zayin. Si'zayin is an important Si'if. It's relatively straightforward, but a few important clauses. Says in the Chabad, Fosar Roseh HaShefot Chol Desakin Choleves. If we have hot meat that's been cut with a milking a knife. Kol ha-katicha asur. The entire katicha is asur. In ein ba-shishim kinegin makom hasak in shefat ha-chabasa. If there isn't shishim, which would counteract the glios of the sakin. Avon ein ha-ben yomo. But if the knife is ein ha-ben yomo, o ein ha-duva, shu ben yomo, Eina oser el kidei klipa. If it's not a ben yomo, so then in such a case it will only be oser kidei klipa. So immediately the shach in Sifkat Nechavta says, if it's eina ben yomo, why would it aser at all? Because if eina ben yomo, so then it's no same time with kam. So we'll start with the statement first, Rabbi. So everybody follow what we're doing? We're going to discuss sak and kam shortly, but the first thing that jumps out is, okay, sak and kam asers. Fine, we'll have to discuss the details about that. The first thing that jumps out is that why, if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, the Sak is Eina Ben Yomo, is it going to answer the need at all? So the Shach explains about seven lines into Sifkat and Chav Tes, the nearly the Spirit Lay the Shamnuna Shalav Eina Osa Yosem Itlei Klipa. So the Shach explains that what's going to answer over here is the Shamnunas, that we have a cloud. That even a sakin that's Eina Ben Yomo, then we have to be koshesh that there is shamnunis on it, and that will be oser even kidei klipa. That will be oser up until kidei klipa. Why is that? So at the end of the day, over here, we don't have blios coming out of the sakin. The blios, there's no blios coming out of sakin. Why is there no blios coming out of sakin? Because there is blios of only tamut gam. The only thing that we have to be concerned about is shamnunis. Now, shamnunis itself is not propelled by the sakin. What we're going to see shortly is there's a magic over here that's happening. We have basar kam with duchka de sakina. Of course, we're going to spend a lot of time in Siman Sadivah discussing duchka de sakina with dover chariv. That's the more famous case. Here we have the less famous case, and that is duchka sakina with a dover kam. What happens when you have dukkha, the sakina, and the dover kam? So then the blios are going to be propelled into the sakina, is going to be propelled all the way into the basar. Over here, we don't have that. Over here, all we have is a regular case of shamnunis that's rubbing on to a food item. So then, the halacha is that we have to be choshesh lidei klipa. That's the most that we're going to have to be choshesh over here. Okay, so that is Step number one.
So, there's dukkha, the sakina with the shamnunis?
Only to the point of kidei klipa.
But how could it be worse with a blia goes further than a shamnunis?
Yes, we're going to see shortly why. Okay. We shall discuss. Good question. But this is the basic rule that the shash over here is the shamnunis itself. In regards to the actual halacha of the sakin being chote the basar and making it aser. Now let's notice the lashon again in the chaver. The lashon in the chaver is we have sakin choleves kol hakaticha asura. The entire chaticha is going to be aser. Whoa! The entire chaticha is going to be aser. So the shach is a little bit surprised about that. Why would we say that the entire chaticha is going to be aser? As Rav David asked, this seems to be quite a chidush. Maybe duchka de sakina allows blias to go in a certain amount. Why is the whole thing going to be aser? So here we have the following explanation for the shaft. In fact, the shaft gives a few explanations of why that's so. Let's take a look in Kav Zayin. The af al gavul kamon simin kufei sifdal kasvav tur van chaver. So now, let's talk about a case of where we have something that falls onto sleeve. So then, which without visual. So what's the rule of thumb? We learned, and we discussed already in Kufay Dalit, that the halacha is that you sagi bin atila. All you need is natila. So why over here is the shaft is bothered, similar to Rav David to what you were asking. Why over here is the chaticha asa? Yesh lomar. The shani hacha the aga dukkha the sakina mispashe tukula. So the first teretz is that dukkha the sakina does that. That dukkha the sakina allows the dover kam to cause it to spread throughout. Okay. That's teretz number one. V'chem ashma chilzeh v'beis yosef. Number two. Od yesh lomar. Or you have to say that there was actually shamnunis of chema. So what happened was, We have particularly chema. We've discussed in the past that butter has the ability to travel. So what you have over here is duchka de sakina, not stam chalavis, but rather you have the chema that's going to travel throughout the katifa. Inami marisha basar shamein. Or you're going to say that the basar over here is fat. Udamar shamein, kasatron mechaber to oser ad shishin. In such a case, it will be oser up until shishin. So these are the three explanations that the Shach gives over here. Oh. So you have to give, so the answer to your question is you have to give ukimtas to this halacha the mechadra. You have to say, A, either there was the shamnunis was permeating, or the basar, or finally, over here we have, the first terence was, that Duchta the Sakina has the ability to be inspired by the Gula. Okay? So three different Ukintas in the Mechaber. Now, as far as the Seifa, so what do we have in the Seifa? The Seifa said, if it's not a Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, Osh and Yudua, then in such a case it's only Oser Kedei Klipa. Oh. So over here, what's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? The Seifa of David is talking about an Eina Ben Yom. The Resha is talking about a Ben Yom. So here, even with the Duchta de Sakina, the most that you're going to get in this case is going to be a Kedei Klipa. The Shach said that what we're talking about is Shamnunis. But this shamnunis is a shvacha shamnunis. It's not going to be a shamnunis that is fresh. And since the shamnunis is not fresh, so then in such a case will only be oser kedei klipa. This is nearly the sphere leg. Then in such a case shamnunis on any oser kedei klipa. Even shudam remuot. It's only a small amount. Kedamrina. I'm reading from the Shach and Kavan Chavdes. Kedamrina parakeit said. So now the Shach deals with one more problem that I'm reticent to deal with now, and that is, I'll just tell you the question and we won't deal with the answer yet, because I feel like we don't have enough background in snow. The Shach asks, but wait a second, when it comes to an Eina Ben Yoma, the halacha is that by Dukka de Sakina with the Dabar Chariv, then in such a case, we're Machmir that has the same power as the Duchka de Sakina has the same power as if it was a Ben Yoma. So why over here do we say no, the most that we have to be machmir for is Kedei Klipa with the Shamnunis, this little bit of Shamnunis that's left. At the end of the day, if it's an Eina Ben Yoma, with Duchka de Sakina we're more machmir. So I'll tell you the answer that the Shach says, and maybe we'll discuss in detail further. The Shach's teretz is that there's a difference between Duchka de Sakina of Basar Chav and Duchka de Sakina of a Dabar Chariv. Duchka de Sakina of a Dabar Chariv. So then in such a case, a Dabar Chariv has the ability to be ma'orer even blios of an Eina Ben Yoma. It has that power to be ma'orer blios of Eina Ben Yoma, and then we consider as if it's Mamish Ben Yoma. However, here we're done, we come back to your question, Duchka de Sakina with Basar Cham. So even though it doesn't have the power to be ma'orer and Eina Ben Yomo, but in terms of the traveling of the Isser could actually travel further as we saw it in the Resha. So on the one hand, when it comes to the issue of being ma'orer and Eina Ben Yomo, then Duchka de Sakina with Basar Cham cannot be ma'orer at that same time, which a Dabar Chariv can, and that makes sense, because a Dabar Chariv has a certain power in the Charifus to pull out the time of an Eina Ben Yomo. However, when it comes to Duchta de Sakina with Basar Chan, so even though the Eichus of it is weaker, excuse me, the Kamus, the quality of the Pliya is not going to be the same thing, the Eichus, the amount, how much it's going to affect, is going to be more when it comes to a Dabar Chariv. That's what the Shach points out in Sivkatan Chav Tes. Just one second. Just the Hagel Toru Ladira, the Shach and Sifkat and Chavav deals with the question that everybody should be familiar with. And that is that the Shach asks, why should the whole Chatikah be Asur if at the end of the day the rule is the source of the Dabar Kam originally starts with the Sugya of Beis Hashkita? That the rule is that the Beis Hashkita is Roseya. So the Rashba in Torah Sabayis discusses that if you have a case in where, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that if an individual uses a kli isur to shaft, so then in such a case, the isur is absorbed from the chamimus of the tzavar of the behema. But over there, we say that the tzavar is asur, but not the whole animal is asur. So the question that they ask, that the shaft asks in Kavan Chavah, this lahagul tzavar ladir, it's no nafkinim lahalacha, no one's shafting with a kli isur today. But just to be familiar with the basic concept, so the question is, why over here do we assume that the Cham, the Basar Cham, could bring everything as long as it's a Plios Ben Yomo, yet when it comes to Shechitas Beis HaTzavar, the Gemara that we have on the Dabar Cham only says that's Kedei Klipa. So the Shach answers very simply. Shach Mitaretz, Sheha Behema, Lo Kulo Cham. The Behema itself is not entirely hot. Only the Beis HaTzavar is hot. So the Beis HaTzavar absorbs Kedei Klipa. We don't assume that the Yisr permeates throughout the Behema. However, when it comes to the Basar Cham, so then we do assume that Duchta de Sakina could force it to permeate throughout. So that is what the Shach says in Sitkotan Chavav. And basically the Kaz also, in Yudbeis, basically says the same thing. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I think Mary may have said an answer, but I missed it. According to the carrots in the shop, the second carrots, for the fact that the reason it spreads the whole thing is because there's shamunis on the sakin. So why does Miginim and Yomo, why does the sakin Miginim and Yomo make it worse? It's the same shamunis.
You mean you're asking that in the
same Yomo doesn't matter for the mashmas.
Right. I think the answer is that the Shach's first case of Shamunis was Shamunis Shalchema, which permeates a lot more. Here he's talking about a regular Shamunis. There's a difference between Shamunis Shalchema. Shamunis Shalchema we've seen in other places in Kufhe, the Ramah made reference to the idea that the butter and certain gvinos, depends on what type of gvina, does permeate through. And then here we're talking about just Stam Shamunis. Here Shamunis means, doesn't mean the shamunis, I didn't spell that out. The shamunis over here in Sifkatan Chavtes is not the same shamunis as Sifkatan Chavzayin. Sifkatan Chavtes is talking about just a little bit that's left that of grease. That would be the best way to describe it. That Sifkatan Chavtes is talking about regular grease, standard grease that's on the sakin shell. And the case, the Reisha is talking about Shamunis Man. But I agree that it's still very difficult to put the two tables in together. Because what comes out is, just to bring out the point, what the Shach seems to be saying is as follows, that when you have a Sakin Ben Yomo, then you have Shamunis Shel Cholav, so then in such a case, the Shamunis Shel Cholav, because of Tukta the Sakina, is going to permeate throughout. However, when it's an Eina Ben Yoma and it's just Shamunis, so then in such a case, all you have to be Choshesh is for Klipa. If that's so then why is the Dukhba de Sakina important? Why, in other words, the Pashas, I think this is my part of what Rav Dov was bothered by.
You're bothered by Binyam's question.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, so the answer to the Yom's question is clear.
No, Shamnunis is the end.
Shamnunis, if it's done,
and all we'll do is we'll aser kedei klipa.
Why?
No, really.
If Dubika Casino can take out a blia,
no, a little bit mehechi kesi that Shamnunis is going to spread throughout. Only Shamnunis Shalchema spreads throughout. So here's what we have. Here we have Shamnunis on an Eina Ben Yoma. Shamnunis on the Ein Ben Yoma. So Shamnunis on the Ein Ben Yoma, we're machmir to remove today klipa. But I agree that if you take the Shach's first teretz, assuming the second teretz, the Shamnunis of Chema, and to say that that permeates throughout, versus the Shamnunis of the Chavtes, and say that that only goes into the Klipa, then what I'm bothered by is, and why is it critical that there be Duchka the Sakina? In other words, what, Manusha, do you need Duchka the Sakina or not? If that's not what you're bothered by, so then I think that everything works out often. What you're pointing out is also a very, very good point. And that is that at the end of the day, the Seifa is only talking about a case of an Eina Ben Yoma. If it's an Eina Ben Yoma, then the Shamnunis is an Eina Ben Yoma. And that's another reason that
one can make
a there's such thing as Shamnunis as Eino Ben Yoma?
What's that?
That's
it's the end. It's not.
Shamnunis is Ben, it's not Eino Ben Yoma.
Yeah, it's a Kippurga.
But you're only going to have to be Chosh. The Eino Hanami, they're saying, well, as well. That the Shamnunis over here is.
But he only. The Shach says it's because it's Ma'at.
It sounds like the Kippurga, Lua Gankin, Shamnunis, Shalkamo. Is Belidus of Shalkamo. Where are you meaning from? In Chok Zion.
No, we're talking about
Chavtes.
No, I'm saying the difference is the Shdish and the Nisiz Adonai.
Okay,
the Stam Sakin Ubaluot Gamken, Mishanunish Gamken.
So it's a Diyah, it's more than a Stam Shamnunish. It's a
Diyah,
it's a Diyah, it's a Diyah, it's a Diyah, it's a Diyah, it's a Diyah, it's a Diyah, it's a
Okay.
Whereas there, if Sakin, then if the Diyahs that are inside the Sakin, you don't care about the Zim and Yom, when you just have the Shamnunish outside.
Why would that say that it should permeate throughout and make the entire
fire that he has
not here? He says
that he's only saying that.
And if you combine that with
the
videos, then it's
okay, so Talmidim want to say it like this. They want to say that if you have Shamun and Shalchema combined with Blios, so then in such a case, then with the Duchta of the Sakina, so then we're going to say that it permeates throughout. However, over here, all you have is a Shamnunis. You don't have any Blios, so then in such a case, then any Osa Yosemite Dein Blios. We can discuss more in the base matters. I'm just reporting what the Shach says, and we'll, let's go on. There's still more that Rav Osa, the most important part of the Shir I haven't gotten to yet. So I apologize, Yosef. Okay, let's continue on. So the Ramah comments over here. Says Rama, the chol zeh the baser roseh, the kli rishon. But us in asakin ben yomo the ain shishim the baser neged asakin, a kol aser the after asakin sarek hagavu. And all of this applies by baser roseh and kli rishon. And then if the sakin is ben yomo and there isn't shishim on the baser neged asakin, then in such a case everything is aser. The af hasakim sarech agol, and the sakim also requires agol. Avo imu klishemi habaser sarech klipa. But if it's a klishemi, then the baser just needs klipa. Hasakim eats of the karka, and the sakim requires the yitzah. B'chura, what the Rambam is saying makes a lot of sense. And that is that the only time there is significance in the heat of the meat is if the basar is in a kli rishon. If it's in a kli sheni, then everything would be relatively okay. However, if it would be in a kli sheni, then you require a klipa, and the sakin needs an itza of the karaka. Okay. That makes sense. Klipa, we would have to be choshish that maybe that there was something of the shamnunis that's sitting on the basar. So in such a case, you have to be choshish. That's why I've written on the side of my Shulchan Aruch the name of the grub. That the reason why you have to be choshish for the klisheni of klipa is because of the shamnunis. Okay. Take a look at the Darkei Moshe. The most important part that takes us to a springboard to a lot of halakha ma'isa cases is the Shach's comment in Sifkatan Lamed. The Shach says, the Shulchan Aruch Nirshan Khan, Aruch Klaalah, but the aim of the Darkei Moshe, the Adar Abadasi, Sivahetar, Zayin dafiu b'klisheni nidom b'klisham kol zman shayatzol esvav. Sarah Hagala hold the davar kulush. He quotes that the Isser v'heter is of the opinion of a famous marsha. So first of all, Shach starts out that he doesn't like that the Ramon is quoting the Aruch, because there's a famous sheet of the Marshal that he claims the Aruch follows. And that is that if you have a duffer bush, a piece of meat that's hot, so you don't have the heter of klisheni. The only time you have the heter of klisheni is if we're talking about a liquid item in a klisheni. Why? He explains. We've made reference to the sheet in the past. The Shach quoted it also in Simon Fouquet. And now we're going to finalize the halacha. The Vidabra Gush, the composer, Kyosa Moshein et Saulu, Ein Chil Ben Kli Vishon Kli Shem. El Kol Zman Shai Yatzol Et Spok Oser. He aspires that the Sim Kuhe, as we made reference to before. Hello, that's a Rav Asma Kidisa with our Shabbos. What is he concluding? The Shabbos is concluding that the Ramah himself is of the opinion that the halacha is that we're made go in a Kli Shem in all instances. So we have Machlokis, but a Dabra Gush, where is Mabasha. The Mishnah Brua in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Marashal and seems to be choshish for that Lechatchila. That Lechatchila, one should be choshish that Dabar Gush will be Mabasha. Of course, the Svar being that when the Gemara says Klisheni and Mabasha, Tosis explains the finals Makaros. So the walls are going to cool it down if it's a liquid item. If it's a solid item, so then in such a case, it's a lot harder for the walls to cool it down. So we are choshish for this Lacha Lechatchila as well, and this would be the din lechatchila. B'di'eved, there is room to be made of. Anybody have a chachma sadim over here? Okay, I didn't photocopy this chachma sadim. Okay, so this is the basic in regards to the garbage. Now, over here, there's an extremely important pisvei shuva. Some of the avreichim were asking me about this, and I've forgotten that it's the pisvei shuva alatav. The Pesach Shuvah Sivkatan Zayin quotes a Psalm Sofer in the Shuvahs. Take a look at this Shuvah Sivkatan Zayin, and this will deal with most instances of Bishul Basar Bechala and Bishul Yisr Behefner in general that come up all the time. Take a look at the Psalm Sofer. Now this Psalm Sofer, really, you shouldn't remember it as a Psalm Sofer. I want you to remember it as a Rajba and as a Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to see the Rajba and Shulchan Aruch, but it first jumps out in Siman Sadi Dalit from the Psalm Sofer. I can choose Psalm Sofer, Simin Tzadi Hei, Sheherif Azeh, because of Shabi Iker Adin, Lo Nath Gemino Kulei Hai, the Onu Regilim Achmir Bechol Akelim, Afilu Klishishi Kol Zman Shayet Zoledes Po, Ukemo Shekasa Pri Chodesh So Simin Tzadetes, Os Yud Bes. So I have forgotten that some of the Abichim came over to ask me, bottom line, when you have a kli that is hot, yatzol ledes bo, and it's a kli shlishi, a hot kli shlishi of fleishik, and you stick a spoon in, is there any shaila on the spoon, on the food, everything? Words, everything we've been discussing up until now. What would be halacha l'maaseh kli shlishi? Now this is an extremely important shaila. The reason why it's so important is because if we're only going to be machmir kli rishon 95% of the time, you don't have a shaila in kli rishon. It's only in a kli shlishi. So the answer for a kli sheni, the answer to that question doesn't start with a psan sofer. The answer to that question is in the furush halacha and shulchan aruch that we discussed previously in kufe. Everybody turn to kufe just to put all of the information on the table. In simi kufe siv beis, we have black and white the shulchan aruch discussing the halacha. What comes out halacha l'maisa, that's going to be a separate discussion. Says the Mechab, Sifes, Chom shel kli rishon, shayatzel ledes bo, mibashel v'osir kulo, v'yido kli rishon yatzel ledes, mibashel hachzer everything. Avol, chom shel kli sheni ein mibashel, chom shel kli sheni ein mibashel, v'yesh omrim, shegam ken ein mibashel v'lo mabliya. Some say it's not machlit and machliya. That's what the Rashi quotes in the name of Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim to become machlom or machlit and machliya, but also to get klifa, but rot uli loch bush and bizarre with the brother class of klifa. So the Rashi's shita that a klisheni is machlit for machliya is accepted by the Mechaber rot uli loch bush and bizarre with the brother class of klifa. What does that mean? What that means is as follows. The Rajba is of the opinion that there are two levels of Hidinei Torah. There is a level of Bishok, and there we have Sugyas and Shabbos, and there's no reason to expect that the halacha will be any different in Basar Gechalah. Which means, if somebody cooks Basar Gechalah, Mishu Levashel Basar Gechalah, the Klisheni, Vadai Ulo Avar Ale Isur Lo Sevashel Bedita Chalevimo. Klisheni, Einu Mevashel. It's not only halacha and all the Shabbos. Halacha and Kol HaTorah Kula Klisheni Mevashel. But in Siman Kufay, we're discussing something else. Siman Kufay is what really happens. No one's calling up and asking whether they're over Bishul Basar Gechalah, right? What are people calling up and asking? They're asking what's the status of the spoon? What's the status of the pot? What's the status of the meat? According to the Rajba, you have Machlit Umagliya. But maybe in the other, there is a discussion in the Taz whether it's also Machlit and Magliya, and there will be a couple of Nachkaminas, Ayin B'Taz over there, whether it's both. We once discussed a similar thing in the Chavis Taz, whether it's Machlit Umagliya and Basachas. That is less important, because at the end of the day, the moment in which you say it's Machlit Umagliya, 95% even, and even if you don't say it's Machlit Umagliya, if it's Machlit Umagliya, 95% of the time, you're going to have a problem. Comes along the Chassam Sofer with a massive korban. Says the Chassam Sofer, we hold that even a Kli Shlishi is Machlit Umagliya. That's how it sounds so bad. He doesn't pass in this way the Torah, me, or the Dina. He says that the Machum Hesed, etc., etc., is times that won't be made. But he says we understand this rag, but not only the cliche, also the cliche. Let's take a look and see the Sam Sofer's words again in the Pisca Shuva, and then we'll analyze a little bit more. Don Rigi Lach Mikol Kein Lafil Cliche, because my Shayla Sod does both. There are times that we're going to be matir with the kli shlishi. The shita starts out as a pre-chadish. The pre-chadish is the biggest machmir, as the Sam Sofer made reference to in Simin Chachsamaches. He says we have to be machmir even b'di'evet, not only the chatchila. If a person cooked in a kli shlishi, so then, what does it mean he cooked in a kli shlishi? It was machlit umagliya, and the food is mamish going to be yos. So that's how the kli chadash passes. By the way, where did the Sam Sofer dream up kli shlishi? What was the Rashba? What was the Shulchan Aruch? Kli sheni. Where did the kli chadash and the Sam Sofer ech ba'u the kli shlishi? That's right, kli shlishi yechom na'agel. Most posting hold on, maybe yom kalei abishul, you could be made till the kli shlishi. The Chazanishim of Salvation for Matmer. But in general, most hold that you could be made in a Kli Shlishi. Where did Nud Rabosai help me out over here? Oh, he's really, he's more.
But
here was appointment. Oh, you want to say that because of Sam Sofer has an extra cover of Yad Nechadis, so then he's going to be more Machmir on Shabbos, and therefore he's going to be more Machmir in the Kli Shlishi? Okay, I have a different Svara. Okay, maybe. Okay, we have to look. I have a different Svara. I thought it's based on something else. Anybody else want to suggest? Why is it Sam Sofer? Not Sam Sofer.
That's what the condition in Kli Shlishi is.
Zebu. The Rajba's whole idea is that we're outside of the rules of Bishul. We're outside of the rules of Bishul. Now we're in the rules of Machlit Umagliya. Bishul, there the Chazal gave us, Kli Rishon Nevasha, Kli Sheni is not Nevasha. The moment in which we've entered the rule of Machlit Umagliya, then as long as it's Yad Seledis, then you have to be Machlit. Hence, the Chazal Sofer really is not a Chumrah on top of the Shulchan Aruch. It's really just a logical extension of the Rajba. That one needs to look. Did the Rajba say what the Sam Sofer said or not? That I would like you to do some research on. But at the end of the day, this is the Shita of the Rajba and Taras Habayis, and it's the logical extension. And in fact, before I saw the Sam Sofer, I went over to Reb Nemtzel Shlita, and I asked him, according to the Rajba, who holds on the Kli Sheni, it's not with the Mavliya, would you be Machmir on the Kli Shlishi? What was Reb Nemtzel's Lashon? And he said the same language too. So then he said that it would make sense that there's no reason to differentiate between according to the Rambam. So Rambam himself on his own said that it would be mistaber that one should be machmer on a kli shlishi as well. And he said to me that he thinks that the igur the dina, this would be the halacha. The moment in which we're going to open up the parakasan shortly, the moment in which there are those who are choshish for the sam sofer, therefore we have to be machmer for machlit umarvia. Now the obvious, I just want to finish out with the obvious. You don't see this chomer at all in Hilchot Shabbos. What's the obvious answer? It's bishul. That's right. We don't, machlit umarvia is not important in Hilchot Shabbos. What's important in Hilchot Shabbos is whether it's mavashal or not. But in Einach Hanami, you can have a case where it's entirely mutter in Hilchot Shabbos, but who create basar b'chalav. This is not some fancy brisker chiddush. All this is doing the math of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. That's what comes out. Halacha lemaisa lemaisa. And in terms of examples, so first of all, how did we get into this? Let's just remind ourselves. The reason why this came up is the Sam Sofer said, I don't even need to decide the machlokas between the Marashal and the Ramah. Who am I to get involved in Machlokas Marashal and Ramah? Whether Dover Gush is Mavashal with Kli Shein. Maybe yes, maybe no. But at the end of the day, he says we're Machmer for a different reason. The reason why we're Machmer is because we say that once it's Yatzel Ledes, it's Machlokas to Mavliya, and it would seem, according to the Svara, that the Sam Sofer, Yibagul Chaykar Nevensal said, that what would come out is that you'd have to be Machmer also for Kli Ravi, Kli Chamishi, all of this will be L'chatkila. That would be L'chatkila. Oh, so all the details, the devil of course is in the details. Let's take a look now how the Chachma Sofer appears always. It would affect Extra Kalim also. We're going to get to that now, Kamina. Yes, it will affect Extra Kalim too. Let's take a look at Chachma Sofer, then I'll take your question. It says the Chachma Sofer, Simen Nuntes Vav. Let's take a look at Chachma Sofer, Nuntes Vav. Kom Kli Shein. Afilu Ayasa, let us go with the Evid Mutter. That's the exact question. The Chabad Ein Tzarek Afilu Kli, but Mokum Hesed. The Kli Sheini Ein Amachor Kumadliya. However, immediately he says, "V'sham yesh tov." This is a hard chachma sofer to read. In the parentheses, he says, "V'sham yesh tov sofer." The chen tzarek lomer the apokav the klisheni mevash mukom makom marvliya umachlis va'pli chodesh oser filu liyedev the chen atazim lo behesem meruva. By the way, the machlokas over here between the shach and the taz about Shmuel's question, and that is the shach passed in solely oser kedei klipa, and the taz seems to be oser kedei kula. So that's an important nafkamina. If you take a look, you know what? Let's do that shaft inside. The shaft is, as I put on the margin komos, the shaft is a kuf hey. Hey, take a look at the shaft kuf hey. Hey, we went through the shaft in detail previously in Irud, but we didn't focus at all about the klisheni part. So. The Shach says, "Umuchach das Rashbam." I would say it's one quarter of the way through the Shach. Umuchach das. No. That's not it. I'm looking for something else.
Sivkatan.
The Gam Yesh Poskin, about halfway through. The Gam Yesh Poskin, the Apple got the cliche in the Vashel, the Komok, the Chaim, the Dover Michael, Yesh Liklo, the Mokum, Shane, and Sikoka. He's quoting the Rashi and the Torah Sabayis, and ultimately that is the Shita of the Shah. He also concludes the last line. The Sarah Plomer, that will be Shania Slisko Gamlia today, Klipa, but then you should have here. That's even a maybe you know, a bigger Plomer. But at the end of the day, the Shach keeps on talking about today, Klipa. The Taz does not talk about today, Klipa, and that is an important header to be aware of. That even though we say it's Machlut Maglia, it will only Machlut Maglia today, Klipa, and not Kula. Okay. Continuing on in the Chachma Sada. The same between Heresy Shachman and Klishane Shayatzalisko. And then he goes on to talk about being Molech and etc. And that's less important. The problem with this Chachma Sada is Messiah with Bituma. He really doesn't develop too much this halacha, but this is the best reference we have that the Chachma Sada says that one should be Machmir Lechatila. In terms of spelling out the bottom line, the Sheva Levi does an excellent summary. Take a look at the Sheva Levi in the next page of the packet. This is Chelek Vav of the Rosh Mishnah. Do this Simin Nun Vav Os Gimel. But in Klisheni, you do it.
How much other than printing pain? There never does or does not print into Klisheni.
Correct. No, right. He does not. It's a Sam Sofer. I went together in that was and the end of San Sofer, not Kach myself, not fun. The Sheva Alevi in Chelik Vav Simin Nun Vav says, "Be'inyin Klisheni, Yadu Hashirik Es HaShulchan Aruch Ba'Poskim is the bottom of the first column, Simin Kulkei V'Yardeya, Yildas HaShulchan Aruch Mutter V'Yevet, L'Kathil Yaseh Klipa, Ba'Taz B'Shem Rasha Mach V'Klip Me'Ikur Adim, Ba'Shach Olin Rachoshish L'Kathil." So here he outlines the shitas. Of course, the most that jumps out the most is the pri chadash. That's oser klisheni afilu diyevet afilu behesim ruba. But that's how some sofer choose the ardeis in sadiyeh. Many glosser afilu klishish beasoladis. Umakom behesim ruba afilu klisheni mutter. And that's going to be the critical shita. And that is that the reposer is going to come out as follows. Is it come out that the Bachel has a Meruba, even a cliche, you would be able to imagine it. The reason being that at the end of the day, you trace it in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passing in the Eker Divina to be Machmer only the Kli Rishon. He quoted the Rajba's beautiful Kiddush, that's not with the Mavliya, but as a Din of a Chun. And the Hosner just connected the dots, and he points out that this is the Sam Sofer's position, not only in the Chuvas, but also in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch. The Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, this is in Simen Samaches, that Filu Kli Asiri also be at Lesbo, Shalom Machu Hesed. That's again our logic, that even at Kli Asiri, so the Sam Sofer even says it out, Hu Yachim Ben Koskim Bazeh, Bayim Zeker Dark Yitshuva, Hu Kidumani, Shal Mimim Bechem Bar Lahoros, the Bechol HaShem Shalom Machu Hesed, also Filu Kli Shem Yidi at Lesbo. Malcolm Hesed, a female in Meruba, Sharik Sarah from the Kiel and the Eved, Pesach Daf to Bass in Meruba. The post can like to quote this Shevet Alevi, because they say that this Shevet Alevi is the clearest that says that the food would also be Mutter. Not only would the Kli be Mutter be Eved, but in the case of where there was food, in such a case, the Shevet Alevi seems to be made. So the bottom line is, let's crunch the bottom line. The bottom line is as follows. If you have an instance where there was a spoon that was put into a klisheni that has basar, that is hat, in such a case, lechakila, everything is going to be asr. What does it mean that everything is going to be asr? You have to be choshesh that the tam of kol of the spoon, if obviously if there is not shishim connected to the spoon. If there's shishim connected to the spoon, then everything's going to be mutter. But if there isn't shishim connected to the spoon, so then in such a case, lechatchila, the spoon is pleshiks, has now both, it's now basar v'chalav. The meat is now basar v'chalav, and the pot as well, when it has to be choshesh, would absorb the basar v'chalav as well. Everything is going to be asr lechatchila.
Isn't it already
the end
of the day? What's that? Lechatchila, don't sit the spoon in.
No. Let me finish. The only time the Sam Sofer would be Mako, the Sam Sofer would be Mako is Malkum Hesed Meruba. And that is, if we're talking about a case in which there is, it's a significant loss, So then in such a case, one could be made ill on the food itself, as well as if there will be a grave loss on the utensils as well, one could be made ill, because in such a case that would be absolute. For example, if it was for whatever reason an item that you couldn't kasher, and it was a valuable item, so then in such a case that would also qualify as a hefsin merubah. If, however, it would be something that wouldn't be difficult to kasher, so then lechatchila there would be a requirement to kasher the item as well. There is going to be a bunch of exceptions to this rule that I'm about to share with you. So, but this is the basic rule of thumb. And what I have in the next page was the next few pages is Rabbi Hofstetter, who does actually a good job of giving a lot of different examples. The standard example we've given, Rabbi Hofstetter gives a few good practical examples, which will be exceptions to the above. Rules. Yes,
sir. Just to clarify, this is even by the Ramah.
What do you mean by the Ramah?
Isn't that just Gush?
Yeah, correct. But what happened was as follows. I see why you're asking the question. What happened was, we had a Machlok. It all started with the famous Machlok, Ramon Marshal, about the Gush. Says of Sam Sofer, I don't even need to get involved with that. Because at the end of the day, even if you consider a Gush Dabar Klisheni, I'm Machmar Yassel at this. And it's not only him, it's really, I want you to know, it's a Raj. It's a very Raj, but that's not a
moment.
What's that? The Ramaz Vekul. So that's a very, very important point that it seems to be quite clear. That's right. It's important to recognize that from Me'igur Dedina, I think you're making a very good point. Me'igur Dedina, the Ramaz was Vekul in all of these instances. And we don't have. Well, the closest we have is the Ramah giving us Marmachomes. Ramah says, that's the closest we have to the Ramah dipping his hand as far as that's concerned. But you're right that the Ramah himself was made ill in the case of the Dog Pig of the Sack and the Dog Bush. Yeah, it's a good one. Yes, sir.
I think it's more an oral than a question, but it's interesting, we come up with this chiluk between bishul by Shabbos, and we say by Shabbos is in bishul, and that's where the important theory is. Here it's
right.
Just a question of heat.
Right.
But we know it's, at the beginning we talked about the fact that it's by bishul, it's lots of Ashad and people halev and it's also we say it's a din in bishul. So it's the bishul of Basa v'chalav is different than the bishul by Shabbos. And it's not that we're not,
no.
Not, that not a din in bishul.
I like your attempt. But I think it's what you were saying is very intelligent, but I don't agree. There's Svei Dinim here. There are two halachas. There's one din, and that is the Isser of Bishul Basar V'Chalav. Bishul Basar V'Chalav, when we're mefalkal in it, we compare it to Bishul Karban Pesach, compare it to Bishul Shabbos, compare it to Bishul Akum. All of those are the rules of Bishul. We are now in a different world. After our first shiur, we went into a different world, and that's the world of Tam. And the world of Tam isn't always governed by what qualifies as Bishul Daraisa. Of course, the proof of that is that we have Tam by Kogush, and other instances we have Dinin Tam. The one place on the Kabbalah, with what you're saying was is highly intelligent. And one place I'm even mekabel of lahalacha is yesh lefalpel whether the tam over here is tam d'oraisa or tam d'rabbanan.
Because what we have here, we have if we say the three.
And that by David Yavin might be dependent on a shulis for the kivay.
We're saying that the food also, even though I didn't do bishul b'chalav.
That's right.
Because again, everything we said at the beginning that it has to be only. I wasn't over bishul b'chalav. I didn't do bishul b'chalav.
That's Rabbi Kivay Eger makes your point. Rabbi Kiva Eger makes your exact point. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you don't qualify as Bishul Basar B'Chalav, so then it will never be Doraisa. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're saying to Rabbi Kiva Eger, we've discussed this Rabbi Kiva Eger in the past. So, but at the end of the day, whether you accept this Rabbi Kiva Eger or not, at the end of the day, we do view it, at worst, it's going to be Tam Basar B'Chalav and Rabbanan. At best, we don't accept Rabbi Kiva Eger. But your point is a very valid point. You could really keep that information. Yeah.
So there's room to say that the Rashko would hold that a klisheni asher's daraisa. I
I'll give you a case where it's the Raisa. And I'll sidestep your question. All good questions. I'll sidestep your question. The question would be, let's say you have every Isser except for Basar Chayav, Chazir, and Bela, etc., etc. What's this officially called in Greece? What's the title of our syllabus? It's called Isser Adam. We're not just learning Basar Chayav, it's Isser Adam. So Basar Chayav is one halach of Isser Adam, but there are many other shaklis that we're going to have. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, you will have instances where you have a cliche which will have a time. Whether the Rajba holds that it's going to be the Raisa or Darabanan in such a case, I'm noted towards your side that if there was never a visual of Basar Chayav on a level of the Raisa, there's no room say that would be awesome. What happens if there was already a bishul basar v'chalav, okay? And now what you have is you have a bishul basar v'chalav, an item that had undergone bishul basar v'chalav, and then it's transferring time with a kli shein.
Apparently. No, but that would be after minos, you know, the chasm sofer and the marshal. You know, the chasm sofer has a big nafka mina. The marshal still has a big nafka mina for the
chasm sofer. I follow what you're saying. That's a nice point. And you have to look back at the sense of whether he's miyachis to your heart. That's a legitimate point. Okay. Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. Reish Mem Zayin, take a look at the Hasidah. The most nice yos ha'olos me'anam. The ora omur, in top of kaf with lishin sheyatz le'ezpov, begon shetop of kaf disarit lefok helz kafe chalabdi, sarek la'agil et hatah. He says that you're going to have to do Hagolah on the spoon. And here, he's more makel than I was. Ah, Hakos Atzma Muteres. Remember in my case, what did I say? I said the spoon was Aser, and I said the meat was Aser, and I said the pot was Aser. So I'm not backing down. Not in terms of Lamaisa, Lamaisa, but there are definitely a lot of sheetahs that would agree with me, but he has a nice school over here. And for us that have complained previously that he was too much. So if he's Mako, then I probably will be satisfied with his school. Take a look at his rationale. Ahakos atzman muteres, but the kos is motor, reishu gimel, sheyesh linko, shegan and mafrimi klishem, komahom enu maflit, maglia ke'efot. That even though we're mafmir, we would say that it's not maflit v'magliya ke'echa. So what that would mean is that at the end of the day, the kos chalavi is hot. So then at the same time, it's not going to be absorbing the isur of the baser. Why? Because what you need to, in order to make that happen, is you need to have the tam basar going from the spoon into the coffee and then into the cup. Now the reason why that's not going to happen is not because of not parnak. Maybe in the oven you could have argued that there would be not parnak. That's not the issue over here. But rather the issue is that the cup is already doing something else. The cup is already absorbing the tam chalav. And so therefore, it's not going to be collated all the way into the cleaver. The dinar kafe...
But you don't do it twice, and then you say the first time, and the second time, and the
why do you choose the acid spoon?
Yeah.
Why do you choose the acid spoon and not the cup?
Because of the proximity. Because of the proximity. The spoon is going... The spoon, which is place shift, is going straight into the coffee, which is melted.
Let's say it goes out and doesn't go.
No.
And it happens. It would have to first go into the coffee.
As far as the coffee is concerned, let's say
you have to get the cup as it goes to the coffee.
So we saw that in regards to the bishul, that the shach said it's only osir kinei klipa. So now you have to be mishayer only kinei klipa. You don't have to be mishayer anything more than that.
What do you think? What? You don't have to be
What? Ah, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, let's let him finish. Good hara. Skipping down his entire brackets. Vudasa poskim amorim techok mas adam shemakliya dekulo sarf l'shar shishim kineged kol chele makashin efta. So Jacob has a nice hara that if you would only be mishar so the klipa, so then in such a case maybe there's more room to be made when it comes to a liquid. However, we assume shemakliya dekulo. So then, in such a case, you need to be shara shishim keneged kol chela kakav, shenitzav. So then, in such a case, you'd be mashar keneged the entire spoon. And when you're shara keneged the entire spoon, so then, in such a case, you have to be mashar whether there is shishim in the milk keneged the entire kakav.
What's that good for the buster asthma fall in the boiling column?
You don't like how.
I'm saying we're making for that column. No?
What's that? Give me a chapter and verse. Go ahead.
Buster fall.
Well, first of all, by the way, before we even go on,
Jacob always keeps us in check how far the chumas have gone.
Good. That's great. No, I love it. That's we need someone to do that. But wait a second. Before we even go on, what we have right now is not even within the world of Ramah. This right now is might even be outside the Ramah's world.
I thought you said that some sefer was saying we're not even totally in the Ramah's world right now.
Okay, but it could be that it could be. Well, in other words, we don't know what the Ramah says. I don't know what the Ramah says about klishen being machlit or mechuyah. Halacha l'maisa, I don't know what the Ramah says. And to say that with asu the food, I don't know what the Ramah says. And you might be right. You might have a Ramah that says that's mutter. But at the end of the day, we have a pistei shuva that says that
it ends off saying it's not. By what we call it,
not
by shari.
You're
for the reason what you said before about the visual device.
Right. Versus
the rabbi. He says only by shari sudim. He says not chom. Kol amorim wouldn't hold that way.
Not chom. But I think there are many who follow the sam.
But even within this case, if you have a pistei spoon that goes into your coffee. So we had a case where we had this buser atzmo that falls into boiling chalav.
Correct.
Right? So what did we say? Yep. The other way, right? You had where you had a chalav atzmo falling onto buser. We had a real idea of buser and chalav. They're there because there's no klipa by the Ramah passing, because no klipa by the chalav, so there's nothing.
That's what Rehasteter makes your point. However, he says at the end of the day, you have to be mishaer. This is not going to be a din where it's mabashal only today klipa. This is a case of where you have to be choshesh that all of the bleos, according to Fatmas Adam, you have to be choshesh that you measure the spoon kineged kol hakaf. Once you're measuring it kineged kol hakaf, then you have to be mishaer the whole thing. That's what comes out according to Fatmas Adam. But in a finami, there might be room to be mishar only kineged klipas. Let's just finish this footnote so we come out with. Just a second. Let's just finish, and then I'll want to hear what you have to say. Well, that's a post and more to talk myself to be the kula. So to share shishim kineged kol chela hakash and itchav. When gam and shishim the Torah and the mutter shim lo machmir ked pas. Moshe comes to talk myself Haridas Hashach Hapach Masodim Yesher Klal Lahaklit Yitok Kach Matefes Va'o Shei Mekin B'mokum Hesek Tzas. So he comes out that at the end of the day that there's a lot of room to be made though to say that you don't have to be Mishar Kineged Kol HaKach, you only have to be Mishar Kineged the initial Bliya of the Kach, and then it will be very, very easy to be Mavatel Kineged the Kol. Yes.
We're gonna get
to that in a second. That's the next case. All right, let's go. By the way, I have to say that Rav Hofstetter, I respect, especially when he comes out with kula. I myself would be noted in such a case if it wasn't that smaruba to say that one has to throw out the book. More of them than a pasta comes out. Because at the end of the day, we say that it is not with the Mabuya, it's not Epsom Aruba, person put a fleshy spoon inside a coffee, I would say to throw out the coffee. There is a lot of room,
only made a little.
What's that?
Only the bagel, 100%.
Oh, that needs to be emphasized as well. That would only be if it was a bagel.
Correct.
Coming to you, to Yosef's question.
And
it would have to be the coffee's yasazbo, which is a very important point. Because usually, 99% of the time, the coffee is not going to be yasazbo. By the way, the prima godin is matter even when it's not yasazbo. However, we are medical against that prima godin. Prima godin says that it could be that the akdor of matlis and matlis is not only yasazbo, I think one could be so that is really the main heter that I go with the coffee. Is first of all, most of the time there's already milk inside, and even when there's not milk inside, that I think is a very, very touchy thing. How hot most urns are, and it depends. So if you use the water dispenser in the coffee room, it's going to be one heat. If you use the urn in the student center, it's going to be a different level of heat. From what I understand, is that the water dispensers tend to be a little bit cooler, and those water dispensers that put out hot water, they tend to be a little bit cooler than hot urns tend to be. So, but once you put it in milk, it will be more. Ayin, and then I'll take your question. Asharas kli shenesar klisheni, kli shenesar klisheni, yochal achshiro al yidei hagola klisheni. So, if it becomes an usur as a klisheni because of the radifa, so in such a case, that calls klisheni will be acceptable. And here, Rav Seder also has a nice kula. A filu kli plastic, sheishon shein afsharis lagima. In general, we assume that you can't pass your plastic. We call mafal menesu mak maklas kli sheini yesh lismo shem mo'il lehem akola. So then, in such a case, we could be makel. And here we also have another good heter. And this Rav Seder, you have in your back pocket. Because every once in a while, you'll have, here's Hashem, you'll have a congregant that will come to you that the yarshin. What did they have? They got a Yerusha from their great aunt, real Kli Cheres. So this we have to remember also after Pesach. And their great aunt wasn't religious. And they're Leos of Isser. Now, in the entire China set, do you ever have to use the China set on a Kli, as a Kli Rishon? No. I can't think of any instance where a China set would be Kli Rishon. So here we've got a good head there. So this will be a very good application of what we learned today. That on the one hand, we're machmir the klisheni; on the other hand, it's a chumrah, and therefore we'll be machmir with the. I always wondered how the poskim. We're going to see that if you go through Hashem Kehil, Tashlis is klicheres not to be made, even though we saw about the idur that the Taz. Based on the Baal Hidr was Megalon, this Hector is probably the most functional Hector. The Taz was a massive Kiddush. To say that Klicheres is only Asumid Rabbana, it's not Asumid Adorah, that we saw last week, that's a big Kiddush. This would be a Hector for you to have in your back pocket. Another big Hector that is not the Pashtus of the Ramah. Jacob likes to point out that the Ramah is a big, much more Megal. There's one case where the Ramah was extremely Machmir, that we made reference to, that we're not going to be able to Chedib in everything in the Ramah, but we'll come with the basics. In Ayin Vav, he quotes, Dlim Kli Parva Shenetka with Kli Sheni. What happens if you have a Parva item that is put into a Kli Sheni? So Kli Parva Shenetka with Kli Sheni Chalavio Visari. So what happens, let's take the exact same case. It is a black coffee that's been cooked in a hot, that has been made in a hot urn that's sitting in a Kli Sheni, and now you put, that's not going to work. What would be a good case? You made a milk of parish, okay? You made a milk of parish, and you put a clean parish into that milk of parish to stir it. Sakum is the Hebrew word for silverware. Parva she'irbe bo kos kafe in falav. Ein sarif lachshilo. Hidei lachshil l'shtamish bo l'parva. This is a big kula. This entire halacha does not apply when we have tariff. When we have tariffs, and then in such a case, one could be made. The question is why? Where does this idea come from? that one could be nekel on a kli pyrus. So again, we have a kli sheni that was miltix, and I put in a pyrus spoon, so then in such a case, I could be nekel. So take a look at Reish Chav. He has an interesting answer based on the Ramah. The Ramah, though, is a chumrah. But he points out that we're not going to use the Ramah's chumrah very far. And therefore, we can be nekel on the pyrus case. Rav Klein, who is one of Rav Bolzner's closest talmidim, the time of Sherini Ikra Din Kli Parva Shenasa Bisoria Falavi Mutal Amshich Lishtamish Bola Parva. Remember, this is what we learned an hour and 45 minutes ago, now comes full circle. You remember Rav Bolzner we learned? We learned that at the end of the day, if you have something that became Chalav, or became Basar, or became Basar the Chalav, Migra the demon, you can use it for Parav. You can use it for Parav. That's the basic halacha. However, the Ramah was Machmir. Which Ramah? By us, in Sadi Dalet Hey. The Ramah was Machmir and said that you can't even use it for Parav. You can't even use it for Parav. What's the basic rationale? At the end of the day, if you have a Parav spoon that was stuck into the porridge, so then in such a case, any time you're going to use it for another porridge, in such a case, it's going to be not barnat. It's not going to be a problem. I know we haven't gotten to the sugya for not barnat. That's why I can't explain the omic of the heter right now. But this is the Ramah is in Sadi Dalit Hey. And the shach over there explains Sadi Dalit Hey in Sivkot Alit, Sivkot Nechapal in the shach. The Einu Alachun Rabbeyamal Ki Medina Kol Shari. So the Ramah, the Shach explains, because everything when we're dealing with Parav is always going to be a heter of not barnat. Because even if you're going to say that it got the tam kol, if you're going to use it again for Parav, you're going to have a heter of not barnat. That may have been yod. At the end of the day, therefore, says Rav Klein, if the whole way it originally absorbed the milchix was only because it was milchix of a klisheni, which was a chumrah of the Rajva, and the Ramah was only machmir on Parav as a minah, so you're going to put two chumras together, that far you're not going to go. Which comes out in a fascinating kula that most of the world doesn't know. And that is that if you have a Parav spoon that was put into milchix, which was a klisheni, even if it was yatsoledes, but at the end of the day you can continue to use it. Because of the sugya that we're going to learn out right now, maybe this is a great way for us to conclude, to really, really appreciate the omic of the center of Nafarnat, that we're going to have to wait for next time. The rest of the cases that Rav Hofstadter gives are pretty straightforward. We'll stop over here. What we do have to do before Nafarnat is